shop, and all around was a laughing crop of scissors and needles, nails and knives, offering love for all their lives. But for I, the magnet felt no whim. Though he charmed I, it charmed not him. From needles and nails and knives he'd turn, for he set his love on a silver churn.
A silver churn.
A silver churn. He is most aesthetic, very magnetic, hence he took this turn. If I can wheedle a knife or a needle, why not a silver churn?
He is most aesthetic, very magnetic, hence he took this turn. If I can wheedle a knife or a needle, why not a silver churn?
And iron and steel expressed surprise, the needles opened their well-drilled eyes, the pen knives fell shut up, no doubt, the scissors declared themselves cut out. The kettles they boiled with raised his head, while every nail went off its head, and hither and thither began to roam, till a hammer came up and drove them home. It drove them home. While this magnetic, peripatetic lover, he lived to learn. By no endeavor can magnet ever attract a silver churn.
By this magnetic, peripatetic lover, he lived to learn.
By no endeavor can magnet ever attract a
last, they are gone. What is this mysterious fascination that I seem to exercise over all I come across? A curse on my fatal beauty, for I am sick of conquests.
Archibald!
Patience!
I have escaped with difficulty from my Reginald. I wanted to see you so much that I might ask you if you still love me as fondly as ever.
Love you? If the devotion of a lifetime...
Hold! Unhand me or I scream. If you are a gentleman, pray remember that I am another's. But you do love me, don't you?
Madly, hopelessly, despairingly.
That's right. I never can be yours, but that's right.
And you love this Bunthorn?
With a heart-whole ecstasy that withers and scorches and burns and stings. It is my duty.
Admirable girl. But you are not happy with him.
Happy? I am miserable beyond description.
That's right. I never can be yours, but that's right.
But go now. I see dear Reginald approaching.
Dear Reginald.
Farewell, dear Archibald. I cannot tell you how happy it has made me to know that you still love me.
If I only dared.
Sir, this language to one who has promised to another. Oh, Archibald. Think of me sometimes, for my heart is breaking. He is so unkind to me, and you would be so loving.
Loving?
Advance one step, and as I'm a good and pure woman, I scream. Farewell, Archibald. Stop there. Think of me sometimes. Advance at your peril. Once more, adieu.
What are you crying about?
I've only been thinking how dearly I love you.
Love me? Bah!
Love him? Bah!
Don't you interfere.
He always crushes me.
What is the matter, dear Reginald? If you have any sorrow, tell it to me that I may share it with you. It is my duty.
Whom were you talking with just now?
With dear Archibald.
With dear Archibald.
Upon my honor, this is too much.
A great deal too much.
Do be quiet,
trust again.
I think he is the noblest, purest, and most perfect being I have ever met. But I don't love him. It is true that he is devotedly attached to me, but indeed I don't love him. Whenever he grows affectionate, I scream. It is my duty.
I dare say.
So do I. I dare say.
Why, how could I love him and love you too? You can't love two people at once.
Oh, can't you, though?
No, you can't. I only wish you could.
I don't believe you know what love is.
Yes, I do. There was a happy time when I didn't. But a bitter experience has taught me.
Oh,